Breakfast. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
Not. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on.
Good morning, how are we?
Morning.
Good morning.
Feeling really good. It's a Thursday, ready to go, yeah. Weekend's close.
This week
happy days.
Been really fast.
It's actually quite good.
Yeah.
I had such a good afternoon yesterday.
Yeah? Talk us through it.
Oh, it was boring as hell, but it was amazing.
Yeah.
So I went out and got a new Yui Boom, the speaker.
Yeah.
And I just sat in my bedroom all afternoon listening to music. And I was the happiest I've been in so long.
That's nice.
Like just listening to music I haven't listened to in years, just relaxing. It was just really cool.
Your new single life.
Yeah.
Now, you did say yesterday with gusto that you were going to unpack.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Okay,
You got to unpack the Yui Boom box.
I put two pairs of shoes away.
Oh, good.
That's about it.
You've got how many?
Over
10?
I've got about 30 pairs of shoes.
Doesn't it drive you insane just
living amongst
so
boxes?
Mess? I would
no.
go insane.
No.
I couldn't do it.
No, because I'm lazy. There's a difference.
I couldn't live amongst.
Although I did cook my first meal in my new house last night.
Oh,
yeah.
On the stove?
On the stove.
What did you go for?
Very bogan, curry, mince and rice.
Oh, that is bogan.
Yeah, with
better than curried sausages. I thought you were going to say that.
It's one step up.
Curried mince with veggies and rice.
It's still good, though.
That's good.
Yeah, but at least it wasn't a microwave dinner. I've had microwave dinner since I got there, so.
Excellent. Stepping it up one step at a time. New life, Meg is here.
Hey, Jess, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Good, good.
What did you have for dinner last night?
Good chat.
I had pasta.
Yes.
Mm-mm-mm. Mm.
Carbs central for you and I, Jess.
So many carbs
good.
This week.
Hey, I'm so excited for the weekend. The 100K day.
Oh,
how
exciting.
Good.
It's coming up. That's it, though. You can't get in the draw now.
So
good luck to everyone. Let's kick off the show, though, this morning with lads versus lasses.
That's right. We need one guy and one girl. We need some good players this morning, 13-10-09, because, lads, come on, boys, it's 30-all, which means we need to win today to get ahead, right? The prize, pretty good. $50 voucher for Gamble & Brown. Gamble & Brown at Katara Home Centre just celebrated their 6th birthday with a new menu. And all the old favourites from the deli are available daily. 13-10-09, one guy, one girl, little quiz, win yourself a voucher and a point.
Swing
good
in
food.
There on the
some
way
great
to work.
Food.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus lasses.
Yeah, this is our ultimate battle of the sexes. Cheeky little quiz, couple of questions. Win yourself a point for the better sex. Plus, also, this morning, a $50 Gamblin' Brown voucher. Absolutely, I'll take that. Coffee and breakfast.
Beautiful.
Sorted.
Shout your mates.
Exactly.
Shout your workmates.
Exactly. Well, let's meet a contestant, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it from one Matt to another. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Matt. How are you today, Matt?
I'm doing great, Matt. How is the other Matt doing?
I'm going okay, Matt. Did you have a good sleep last night, Matt? Are you well rested?
Oh, Matt, I had the best sleep Matt could have. Like, if you woke up on my Matt, some of the Matt's best, like... It's
going to
be a mad day.
You two want to go for a beer after this? Or?
I'll say. There's a budding romance in the air, or bromance, if you will.
What's going on, man? You off to work?
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice one. Oh, good, good. Let's get into your questions. I really want you to win now.
No pressure.
Maybe we can go and get a coffee or something with this voucher. Question number one. What is Neutrogena T-Gel?
Moisturizer?
No, it's shampoo / conditioner.
Yes.
Question number two. What rewards card does Big W accept? It's a hint. Here's a hint for you. The same as Woolies.
It's a reward card.
Oh, of course, yes. Do you have one?
My sister has one, but she gave me the card.
So you get the points for her.
Yeah.
All right, one
but
on
she
the...
She won't use my flybys.
This isn't a good deal. I think you need to renegotiate.
Yeah, for sure.
One on the board. Next question, Matt. Multiple choice. In the movie 50 Shades of Grey, who plays the character Christian Grey? Is it A, Jamie Dornan, B, George Clooney, or C, Brad Pitt?
A.
A is correct.
Oh, wow. Happy days.
Not good for us at all.
2 out of 3,
man. Seems pretty good to me. Yeah,
good job, Matt. No.
Let's go to Kate. Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, Kate, what's going on?
Just driving to work.
Driving to work. What do you do?
I just look after retirement village, manage a village.
Oh, beautiful. Well, hopefully you can get a nice cheeky breakfast on
Kate,
us.
Kate's a sweetheart. She said she listens to us every morning on the way
beautiful.
To work.
Oh, beautiful. We love that. Well, we want her to get the point there. All right, question one. What does the brand AC Delco make?
Batteries?
No, it's car and boat parts. All right, you need this to stay in the game. What does the company Rich Grow make?
That's fertilizer.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll give you
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. All right. Oh, we've got a game on our hands.
Okay. Question three. Which country is Dare Iced Coffee from?
That's Swedish.
No, it's Australian.
Sorry, Kate.
Oh, damn. Lads.
Maddie. Good job, brother.
Are you going to gambling round with Matt?
He can take whoever he wants. Good job, Matt. Thank you, man. You got us in ahead again.
Take a Matt for
Brecky. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks,
this
man.
Bromance. I can't wait to see this.
Neither awesome. Can I. It'll
be fantastic.
The cute Instagram story and everything.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, two Matts at gambling brown.
Yeah.
And then off to a Dares to buy sheets or something. Whatever you buy around there.
Oh, isn't there a super cheap auto there?
Come on, surely.
Man, lean up a bit.
Let's be honest, I'm going to Adair's.
Oh, look at that cushion. That's nice.
Yeah.
There's good stuff in those shops.
Fringed cushion. Beautiful.
There's good shops around there.
Love a tassel.
Yeah, same. Something to, you know, play with in your fingers.
Hey, up next on the show, I have actual hardcore proof that aliens exist.
Oh, this is exciting.
This is a big, big, big development in the UFO world. Now, I know you're not a believer, Crevo.
It's not that I'm not a believer. I just don't think anyone on Earth's ever seen them.
In my hands, well, on the computer screen.
on the mouse.
The mouse is in your
I have unclassified documents from the Department of Defense about alien encounters.
Jeez.
Does Demi Lovato have anything to do with this, or...?
Oh, that's a great point. I don't know. Hey, maybe she doesn't. She's not
maybe
that
she
crazy.
Works for maybe them now because she's not doing music anymore.
Well, it's true.
The evidence I have here is very convincing. I'm going to share it with you next at New FM. It includes an alien human pregnancy.
Oh. Okay.
Think of that for a second.
Jeez, this is amazing.
Your baby's so cute. And we're talking aliens right now, guys.
This is going to sound so out there, but just bear with me. So I woke up in my room, and there was like 3 beings. Do you want to see your planet? And I was like...
Demi Lovato there, of course. We've all called her crazy for the last few months. I mean, I guess she kind of is in some ways.
She's gone a little bit nuts.
Yeah.
She fully believes in aliens. Mm. She's done some TV show about it. But this caught my attention overnight, and that is there's been a big freedom of information drop that's happened.
Oh, this happens every once in a while, right?
The Department of Defense, in particular, one of their sub-branches, the DIA, have revealed that UFOs have had sexual encounters with humans and even left one woman pregnant, witnesses have alleged.
Key information.
What witnesses?
The report titled Anomalous Acute and Subacute Field Effects on Human and Biological Tissues investigates injuries to human observers by anomalous advanced aerospace systems. So in other words, this has compiled a whole lot of stuff, evidence from people who claim to have been abducted by UFOs.
And impregnated, like, is it?
Unexplained stuff, including the pregnancy, which is very strange.
Is that just someone saying... Oh, you know, gets home to the husband. Oh, how did you get pregnant? Oh, it was aliens. It was aliens. When really it was the milkman.
Like
or Brad from next door.
I feel like this is some trailer park in Texas.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it was aliens.
She can't explain what happened. She can't explain she went to the trailer next door, so it was aliens. That's wow. What I'm getting out of this.
Wow. What happened to believing, Meg? Like, come on.
Look, you're the one reading the report. I haven't seen this report. Maybe I need to do my due diligence.
The document features a useful database listed the biological effects of UFO sightings on humans and their frequency. Now, this includes bizarre occurrences such as apparent abduction, unaccounted for pregnancy, as mentioned earlier, sexual encounters, experience of telepathy, and perceived teleportation.
Jeez. I mean, what I always think about in these situations is if you're the person that works in that department, you have to listen to these reports and pick which ones are true, or do you just write them all down?
Well, what's so fascinating about this report in particular, right, is that all of these people that have come forward claiming they have had, like, an encounter with an extraterrestrial being are saying that they're having all of these terrible health problems, and all of them that have, this report goes further and investigates all of their individual health claims. Mm. Apparently, they're all still suffering.
Jeez.
Wow.
In a very, like, heaps of different weird ways, like radiation burn. That's one in particular. Brain damage. Full on.
Jeez.
I mean,
I do believe aliens exist. I don't care. Call me crazy. I've been called worse.
I think they exist. I just don't think they're hanging around here.
I don't think they're trying to impregnate humans.
Yeah, and if they did, surely it would look different, and surely there'd be a picture somewhere of someone taking a picture of someone, you know?
There are so many photos.
Of alien babies.
Well, not alien babies. Maybe, you know... They haven't.
Hey, are you saying that the pregnancy thing's not true? Surely not a thing written in a US government document wouldn't be not true.
Well, maybe that's still under wraps.
Oh, possibly.
You know, these freedom of information drops, they only happen so often.
That's
true. So they don't release everything.
Oh, you reckon there's some that are still deep classified that they keep out?
Mm. Do you believe in aliens, Meg?
No.
Not at all.
Can't say I really do, no.
So honestly, you think in this big, wide, massive universe that we are the only living being.
We would have seen something by now.
But we have!
No, we haven't, though. Like, where are you hanging out?
It happens.
Okay.
If you drive out to Port Stephens, it's dark and quiet on that road out there.
I'm putting it out there. 13-10-09. I've tried this in the past. No one ever calls, but I'm just trying again. If you've witnessed an alien enter our sphere, give us a call off the air, 13-10-09. Maybe you have
just
been out
at
Port Stephens and you've witnessed an alien out there too.
Lots.
It happens a lot out there.
How many times have you asked for people to call on this particular topic?
Maybe twice.
Okay.
Rarely. But
the phone is yet to ring, so...
If you've been abducted, impregnated...
Impregnated especially.
Embraced by an alien, you've seen a UFO, call us, please, 13-10-09.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Creva. To wake you up. Together we can go New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Oh, the audio of that guy going ScoMo at Edgeworth happened last night. Wow. Jess, do you have that handy for us? Are you able to play it?
Yeah.
There's just
sure
too much,
can.
Isn't
yeah.
it? Of all the pubs.
Of all the pubs,
well,
edgy like, tab on a Wednesday night.
What are
night.
You doing, bro?
He didn't do his research, is what that is. Because it's just not friendly, I don't
not
think.
Not his kind of environment, I don't think. He's not going to edgy tab on a normal night to have a schnitty.
No. $10 schnitties or whatever but they are is not his home territory.
So can you imagine though, edgy tavern living their best life right now, the amount of free press they're getting?
Oh yeah.
So this man obviously confronted the Prime Minister about a couple of issues, including like negative gearing, all that gear, and the Integrity Commission. That's one promise that he wanted kept. This guy hasn't happened, obviously. He says, quote, the foxes are in charge of the hen house. Let's hear it.
Don't you have a go? Well, I've had a go, mate. I've worked for
and pay my taxes. Hey, I'm doing this before the election, mate, because this is two promises that you made.
Oh, he wasn't happy.
You have a go, you get a go.
I just, politicians shouldn't go to pubs, stick to shopping centres.
Hospitals, kissing babies, whatever.
Yeah, not.
Nah, go
not
to the pub. Pubs. Go to the pub.
Well, you want to hear
where
what
the people are.
You want to hear what people really think. Go to places where they've had one beer.
Yeah,
and you'll 100%. Get you get a much deeper, clearer view of what people really think. And I think it was pretty obvious what that guy thought.
So he was. Was it a surprise visit yesterday?
Yeah, like we heard rumours about it yesterday morning. Apparently, he was meant to be here all day, but didn't fly into Nui until 2 o'clock.
Yeah, so, right. Yeah. Oh well, there you go.
Oh well.
The only person.
Let's see if he goes back for the $12 lunch or whatever it is this morning.
Probably not.
Probably not. He might run into old mate again.
Yeah.
The election hasn't even been called yet, and we're already into this.
I know. Yeah. I know.
God help us all.
Yeah. Up next, though, we're talking about this hotel in Melbourne. They've just released or opened a brand new room, and it's called Steal the Suite. They're encouraging you to steal everything within the actual hotel room. A lot of people do this already, but they're going next level. They are encouraging you to steal the bed sheets, the ceramic vases, the towels, the cushions, the linen sets. They're worth over $1,000.
The room?
No, the room's $999.
Well, they've obviously just paid for everything in the room. And that's making a problem.
But the thing is, apparently, the value of everything in the room is nearly $2,000.
That just doesn't make sense.
They're probably getting a discount of some sort. So we're asking on 13109, is it okay to take stuff from the hotel room? They're encouraging
by
it.
This example. Like, what a stupid business idea.
Well, we're talking about their hotel. So really, it's marketing. Yeah. It's marketing and it's working.
Like, you need the room. To keep an excess stock of lamps.
You just buy 50, like order 50, and then you've got a month and
each
a
day.
Half. No, like you just order it all.
But the thing is, though, if I went there, I don't know if I'm stealing a lamp. I don't need a lamp.
We've already got one.
We've already got one.
I'm all for taking the single, individually wrapped Tim Tams. If I don't eat them, pop them in the bag.
Yep.
I'm all for the shampoo. Body wash shampoo. The conditioner, not so much.
I always steal the hair nets, like the hair things.
Oh, they are handy. Yeah. I also like the little sanitary bags you get as well.
Oh, okay.
Oh, bits and pieces. Wait, batteries out of the remote? No.
No. I haven't done that. What do you do when you go to a hotel?
No, I'm not.
What's the highest value thing you've taken from a hotel?
Just the shampoo or whatever.
This is how the rich get rich, Nick. Yeah. Right or wrong this morning, taking the stuff from the hotel room. Yes, I know we all do it, right?
Yeah, this hotel's encouraging that you do it. So it is the Steal the Suite room at the Prince Hotel in St Kilda. They've filled it with all these luxury items. I'll run through a couple of the luxury items. So cultivar robes. Linen worth over $1,000. Marlo ceramic vases worth $300. Homie sheet cushions and towels valued at over $350. They're encouraging that you take all of these things.
Who has the time?
Now,
too much effort.
The thing is, Maddie, you've gone to a hotel with me before, right?
Yeah.
You've seen how stuffed my suitcases are to the point where I can barely close them at the best of times. I'm not fitting a vase. I'm going to have to take an extra suitcase to take all of this stuff home.
I just think how ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, what are they doing? Find another way to market your hotel.
Yeah.
Rather than encouraging that.
Take a vase. No thanks.
You'll always remember us.
But they're also, okay. It says here take the food as well. They want you to take the food. So the minibar is filled with a charcuterie board. And they want you to take that as well.
Including the board, not just the food.
And the wine. They want you to take the wine. Apparently, that's priceless, according to what they're saying.
See, I never stay at a hotel that's expensive enough to have that as a freebie.
I stay at, the Ibis budget.
I've always got, whenever I stay at a hotel, there's always, grog there. But you're paying, $10 for those tiny little wines.
Oh, you know what you do in that situation? You drink it, and then you go to the bottle the next day to replace it.
The little wines.
Oh, not the wines, but normally they got Smirnoff Double Blacks in there, and I can't be bothered going to the bottle that night, so I just go back the next day and replace it.
That's cheaper. That's the smart way of doing it.
Let's go to Anne first up. Anne, are you a big hotel accessories taker?
Yes and no. I like to take this little shampoos and conditioner and hair net. But many, many years ago when I got married, we stayed at the Novotel in Wollongong. And we had the penthouse of wedding suites. When we walked in there, there was a bottle of champagne, roses, and two dressing gowns on the edge of the bed. Now, I took the dressing gowns.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know. At those days, you didn't have to pay. Now when you stay at a hotel, you've got to leave $100 deposit.
Yes. That's how they get you.
Still there. So at that time, there was no $100 deposit. I just saw the dressing gowns. I said, oh, chocolate, or bottle of white and dressing gowns. Yep, I'll take them. And I took them.
Did
and
you?
I had them for many years, and they were beautiful.
I was going to say, do you still have them?
Are you wearing them right now?
There was white slippers.
Oh, the slippers. The slippers in hotel rooms now are
flimsy.
Complete and utter garbage. Like, you might as well wear, like, cardboard.
I was going to say tissue boxes.
Cardboard box on your foot.
The Novotel, they were just absolutely beautiful.
The fluffy ones.
You know what, though? Like, all these years later, with that experience, you've remembered the name and the location of the hotel. It's kind of genius.
Yeah.
Wollongong. I lived in Wollongong for 51 years before I moved up here 6 months ago.
Oh, do you like it?
Do I like it? Yes, I do.
Hey, thanks.
I'm at the present moment, so I love Hawksnest.
Oh, thanks for listening to us.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Anne. Call anytime. And she's a great storyteller. Yeah. I love that.
I love that.
Oh, good. Hey, what's the goss is up next?
Yeah, that's right. Going to give you all the latest goss-wise we'll be talking about in just a minute.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I got to testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
All right, so it's less than 2 weeks until Coachella, and Kanye was supposed to, was supposed to be the headline act, right? Everyone pretty excited about that. Having his name on there sells a lot of tickets, no doubt. Less than 2 weeks ago, he's pulled the pin.
Didn't he have a big thing against Billie Eilish at one point?
Perhaps.
Saying because she was pulling him up because of, what was it, not helping fans in the crowd?
I don't know. But
the ramblings of an old man, that's what I think.
Yeah.
When I see Kanye these days, it's a good thing. Why bother?
I would expect...
Brands shouldn't work with him if he's going
to
do that.
I was going to say, I would expect he's set to be probably 70% rambling, 30% music.
Exactly. So, you know, but people still love to see him and he still does pull a crowd, hence the headline. But he was also supposed to be joined on stage by Travis Scott, also not coming now.
Oh, wow.
So the whole situation isn't good. And can you imagine if you're... running Coachella, big music festival. A lot of people have a lot of promises involved. A lot of money's been paid out.
Yeah.
Because you can be sure Kanye wouldn't do a booking without at least taking a deposit.
Yeah.
Now you have to scramble to find a new headline. It's not like somebody in the, you know, C-grade tent at the bottom that you can just put in another band.
I do think, though, the whole Travis Scott thing might have been a hindrance, though. I don't think the dust has really settled from Astroworld, the fallout from that.
Probably not.
So maybe that has something to do with it.
Well, Kanye's saying it's because he wants to stay out of the spotlight. That's
of course
why
he does.
He's not going. If you want out of the spotlight, you're doing your whole life wrong at the moment.
Yeah.
So, just having a look, I've pulled up the new lineup.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first day of the first round, Harry Styles the headline.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Was he there originally?
I'm not sure.
I think he was.
Billie Eilish headlining the second round. The third round, Swedish House Mafia and The Weeknd. It's still a very good lineup. By the way.
Well, The Weeknd is supposed to be the replacement, so that's right.
To be 100% honest, he wasn't a... If I were to go to Coachella, he wouldn't have been even on my radar.
I would rather see The Weeknd.
So would I.
And Harry Styles.
You know, few years ago, I'd probably rather see Kanye... But not anymore.
Given the way he's been treating Kim in particular,
and just
a little bit
that as well. But from a music perspective, I feel like he's lost his way.
What a great lineup! I wish I could go.
Really?
Yeah, really? Billie Eilish, Flume, Megan Thee Stallion, Swedish House Mafia, The Weeknd, Doja Cat.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Just so good.
They always get the best of the best, don't
Isn't
they?
It over like two weekends or something? Like,
I think so. I can't remember. I thought it was like a long weekend.
It's been so long since Coachella's actually
happened. April 15 to 24.
Yeah, so it must be over two weekends.
Two weekends, jeez. Yeah.
I think they do it one weekend and then do it again the next, so you've got the opportunity to see more artists. I think that's how it works.
Oh,
Friday, clever. Saturday, Sunday, then the next Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
If anyone knows festivals, it's you, Meg.
Yeah, well, I've never been to Coachella. It's a pipe dream.
I bet you've fantasized about it.
Oh, 100%.
And now we'll just talk quickly about Mark Wahlberg. He's just sold a house. Now, normally that's not big news, but he built this house. You want to talk about profits? This guy knows how to make this turn a dollar. So he bought this block of land for $8.2 million. You might be thinking that's a ton of money already for no house, just land only. He then puts up a house, and it's only a few years later he's sold it for almost $90
million. What?
Well, just how did that happen?
Well, like, it's been, I think it's set 6-7 years, but yeah, just built a big fancy house and
$90 million.
So even if he only put $10 million to the house itself, which is easy to do when you're doing luxe stuff like Mark Wahlberg, that's still like a $70 million profit.
It's a fancy
house. He's not paying a mortgage. He's not paying mortgage repayments, is he?
It is a fancy house. It looks like, you know, next level mansion, all of the amenities possible, golf course, tennis courts, all this sort of stuff. But that's a big fat profit.
Absolutely. I really want to try his burger joint.
Yeah.
There's
one in Sydney.
Yeah, it's just opened.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
Look.
Because it's supposed to be really good. Like, the man knows how to do business.
I was going to say, if he can make $90 million on a house,
he can do anything.
He can do a...
Lenovo's good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Cremo.
To wake you up.
I'm just copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed. let's
go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Off air yesterday, we got to chatting about people who accidentally pushed the wrong pedal on the car. So there was this story. I was at Gosford or Wyong train station. This was a couple of years ago. And this guy, he was coming through the car park. And obviously, he was trying to leave and reverse out of his spot. He was probably 50, maybe 55. He's hit the accelerator.
What does age have to do with it, Meg? Well, are you saying that older people...
No.
He's just giving,
setting the scene.
I think Meg's just giving colour to the story.
Yeah, exactly. Setting the scene.
Not a visual medium, you know?
Yeah, maroon, Holden Falcon, whatever. I don't know. I don't know.
Too much colour.
Too much colour. I don't know anything about cars, but that's not the point of the story. Basically, he's hit the accelerator instead of reverse, and he's come through the fence of the train station onto basically the platform. The seats on the platform have gone flying in the air, and he's landed on the actual tracks, and he's still revving the car to try and reverse as he was... walked out of it completely fine. The ambulance obviously took him away just for observation, probably some blood tests as well, because... let's face it, when you're in a car accident these days, you have to get mandatory blood tests done. But it was so insane, because we're sitting there watching. All you heard was the revving of the engine and this giant crash through the gates. And all it was he hit the accelerator instead of the reverse.
Simple mistake.
Simple mistake. And to be fair, if anyone was sitting on those seats that he crashed through, they would have died.
How far away were you standing from it?
I was on the other other platform.
Right.
So I saw it come...
towards you.
Come towards us.
Oh.
And I remember Mum just grabbing onto my arm because I was going down to Sydney with Mum, and she just screamed.
Of course.
Like, it was just like... you don't expect to see a car come through a fence at a train station and land on the tracks.
It's never happened to me thus far. What about you, Crevo? Has anything like this happened to you?
Yeah, so a friend of mine was visiting the farm, and with the dirt road, people that haven't driven on dirt roads sometimes, like, a bit nervous or whatever, obviously happened to this guy, and instead of the brake, he hit the accelerator, and smashed the car into a fence.
Oh, dear.
And we had to, like, get the tractor to tow him out of the ditch and stuff. It was full on.
Sometimes we just panic and just hit the wrong button, hit the wrong pedal in this instance.
Well, you're a relatively new driver.
No, it hasn't happened. No, I think I've got a pretty good wrap around
the pedals,
what the brake is and what the accelerator
is. Far too good.
13109, have you ever accidentally hit the wrong pedal and what happened? That's what we want to know.
Yeah, we'll take your calls after Jolly and Petch Dreams and New FM. Good morning. Jolly and Petch Dreams and New FM with Maddie, Megan, Crevo, 713, 20 degrees in the city now.
Yeah, taking your stories on 13109. When did you accidentally hit the wrong pedal? I was telling you guys off air yesterday about the train station. This guy basically hit, instead of going into reverse, accelerator, crashed through the gates of the train station, landed on the track, still revving the car, trying to reverse out.
So did you ever find out any more information? Was he drunk? Was he intoxicated?
Apparently he had a medical episode. Apparently that's what happened.
So just a senior moment,
maybe,
if you will.
A senior moment, yeah, it was in his 50s. So maybe that has something to do
with ageist Meg.
Yes,
strikes
absolutely.
Again. Hey, Kayla, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, tell us, when did you hit the wrong pedal? What happened?
Yeah, well, not long after I got my I was going up to my place of work and took, I had to get some things, drove into the car park, obviously hit the wrong pedal and went up the gutter and straight through the shop next door's front window.
Oh, my God.
So when that happens, right, because I have thought of this before, like, I'm a little bit wary of me doing something like that. What happens? Does your insurance cover it? Was anybody hurt? What goes on?
Luckily for me, I happened to be just after that shop had shut for the day, so I was probably 10 minutes after they'd shut.
Oh, my God, lucky.
So that was lucky. It was covered by insurance. Obviously, it was my parents' car at the time, so that was even better, so it wasn't my problem. but the police do come. They obviously breath test you and all the rest of it. Yeah, so, yeah. And obviously, I hadn't had a drink, and there's no explanation except for, I guess, idiocy.
Now, did you ever go into the shop and apologise for what happened?
Yeah, well, because I was working in the shop
next door,
they actually already knew me. They were a little bit shocked and kind of like, oh, Taylor's in the front of the shop. Wait, Taylor's in the front of the shop?
Actually in the front of the shop.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, my God.
So well, even to this day, next to the window, the paint from my car is still there and everything else.
Every time.
Oh, they haven't even fixed it up properly.
No. And it became a talk of my workplace. And I know that if any of my friends are listening now, they'll know it's me.
What a story.
Wow. What a great story. I mean, not for you at the time,
no,
but for us now.
Yeah,
hilarious.
Absolutely.
Guys, up next we're talking this new... we're quite excited about this behind the scenes yesterday, because Newcastle, one of the first places in the country, getting full electric buses. Now, the revolution's here.
Yeah.
Like, say what you want about, we need you know, fuel and coal and all that, which we do.
Yeah.
But things are changing so fast.
So we're like, the first non-capital city, is that right?
Yep. And there's some pretty cool stuff happening. We're going to chat more about it up next.
7:16 at New FM. Come on. Kid Rock, All Summer Long. 105.3 New FM with Maddie, Megan, Crevo, 7:24.
If you asked me a few years ago, like, how quickly everyone would be getting into electric cars, electric buses, I would have said, like, 20 years. But they're already here. Like, it just seems to be happening very, very fast.
Well, a lot of shopping centres these days have got the charging ports there already for your electric cars.
It's like
it's
snuck up on us. Yeah, it's amazing, right? Well, the apartment place you used to live at has one, right?
No.
It doesn't?
No.
Oh, I thought it did.
No.
I think it's fantastic. Just going to Sydney in the last few weeks, they are everywhere.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic. Who knew, like you said, that this would happen so quickly?
Yeah.
The cars are so luxe and desirable as well. Like, I actually went test driving the new electric BMW.
Oh, that sounds exotic.
Fancy.
With my mates a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That thing flies.
Yeah. Properly the future, right?
Yeah.
And when you get in there, what's it like inside, like as a vehicle? Is it really totally different?
No, look, it's very high tech.
Yeah.
The tech is really next level.
Yeah.
Like
screens on everything.
Everything screens and voice activated. You can drive that car like with your voice.
Wow.
You know, hey, BMW reverse.
Really?
What?
Yeah. Like crazy. It's like if a phone and a car were like
had a baby
and were like fused together, it'd be these cars. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is, I mean, it's just so amazing. The buses are here as coming to Newcastle as well, which is cool. And, you know, it's funny, we talked about this yesterday. I then saw one, it must be on a test drive.
Really?
Out and about. Yeah, but what's incredible is, and this is the magic trick that they've pulled off, right? It just looks like a normal bus. You wouldn't even know, except it has electric bus written on the side of it.
Okay, a random question. Electric cars, very quiet. Electric buses?
Very quiet.
Very quiet too, because I hated it, catching the bus to work when you're really tired or you're really hungover and you're sitting at the back and it's so loud.
Well, that's one of the big things, right? And I actually thought about that. I wound down my window to have a listen.
Yeah.
So quiet.
Very quiet.
So, there's actually an option in that car that we test drove yesterday. Like, so quiet, like there's no sound. There's actually a function that you can turn on, so it like replicates the sound of the car.
Because
some people just can't get over that there's no sound at all.
No noise at all.
You think, is my car broken? No. It's just very quiet.
You know, I love that we're getting these buses, like out the first sort of city outside of Sydney to do so. I think it's great. Newcastle gets a bad rap sometimes. Mm. Outside of the city, people, you know, aren't aware of how far the city's actually come.
They just think we're a big steelworks.
Absolutely. But it's like, man, we're leading from the front in so many different ways. I think it's great.
And I just can't wait to own an electric car.
Yeah.
Like, that's the future for everyone, right?
Absolutely. I'd love to test drive one, to be completely honest, to see what the difference is really like.
Yeah. Future's here.
Yeah.
The other thing as well, right, there's just so many new functions. If you're a car lover, gone are the days of making fun of the electric car. I don't know if you remember on The Simpsons.
Mm.
I'm an electric car. I don't go very fast.
Or very far.
Man, it's so different.
It's not like that now.
Like, if you are into cars, there's just a whole new world to discover.
Yeah, amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Future's here, guys.
Get yourself an electric Mustang. An electric Mustang would be a thing in the future?
Not even in that far in the future.
Yeah?
It'll be already in the works because they're just faster.
Mm.
There's just no two ways
Apparently
about it.
Apparently there's an electric Lambo.
Yeah.
Oh.
In development.
Yeah.
Right here.
Wow. It's all going to be here so quick. Can't believe
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. 7:28 at New FM. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. Together, New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. And now.
So up next, guys, I believe you've lined something up for me.
Yeah,
a little bit of a special
guest on the phone.
Special surprise.
Yes.
Who could it be?
We've Crevo and I have been very I want to say strict, but we haven't been that strict. Been going to the gym a lot. EMF Fitness Center at Katara. I've been
so good there, right?
So great. I love the gym there. And it's funny because when we went and met Kyle,
did the tour together.
PT Kyle.
Yeah. You threw us in the deep end and said, I really want to go 5 days a week. I really want to get fit.
And we all, like, agreed and went along with it.
How many times have you been to the gym with Crevo and myself in the last 2 weeks?
Since the, like, not including the time we went just for a look around.
Mm.
Not including that.
I like donuts.
See,
look,
You came in so... You know what?
You came in hot and you were saying, oh, Kyle, I'm so keen to do this. I'm so... You were frothing it to get in there and you didn't eat. You haven't
you
shown up.
You know what? You guys are such a pair of frumps together. Like, straight up. I can feel the saltiness.
Boy, why?
You put us in saying we want to go five days a week.
So if I said to jump off a bridge, would you do it?
No.
Well, it's part of the team. We do this as a team. You're supposed to be there.
Okay. No. Listen, before you guys pile on here.
Right.
Okay.
I've been sick.
Okay.
Yeah. I was very unwell. I've just felt really under the weather in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. For the last 2 weeks.
I've been trying to quit smoking, so I'm in a real mood. I'm in a real strop every day.
Yeah.
So I'm not having as many. So I'm trying. But okay. The gym I feel will send me over the edge. I plan on going next week.
Okay. Oh, you said that last week.
You can get
week.
Cranky at us, that's fine. But now I want you to explain yourself to Kyle.
PT Kyle.
PT yeah. Kyle. Because
who you promised you would be there, even for one little workout.
Me not going means less work for him. So I'm
not really doing him
a favour.
No, well...
He has your best interest at heart, you know. We're going to get him on the phone next because I think you need... You need to hear it from him.
Maybe you need some extra motivation. Maybe we're not enough.
Maybe not. Joel Corey, Mabel. Joel Corey, Mabel at 105.3 New FM. And we're talking the gym now, guys. Because you guys are, like, giving me a hard time about this. I realise that I haven't been.
Yeah, you made...
Because we've done, like, this eight-week challenge thing.
That's right.
Asked for.
Exactly. Yeah. And you were very vocal about it. And when we went down there for the tour, because you used to be big in the gym, like, how many years ago?
10 years ago,
right? Yeah. You know all the lingo. You were like, oh, I used to sweat it out in these rooms, like when you were talking about the cycle room. Oh, I used to be massive in this. Can't wait to get back into it. Probably do some classes as well. Get my fitness right up. Creepo, what do you even know about the gym? Really, really digging the boot in there. And then you haven't even turned up one single time.
Can I just preface this by saying I was very well intentioned at the start.
Yep.
And I still am. I've just, as you know, I've been sick, not feeling well.
Procrastinating.
Look, to be fair, I wasn't well yesterday either and I still went to the gym.
Like, what do you want? Do you want a medal, Meg?
No, I want you to honour your commitment is what I want you to
do. How dare you? How dare you guys tell me when I should exercise? Like, you don't own me.
Of course not. But we have your best intentions in mind. And they thought a bit more motivation. Because PT Kyle was there the day you came for the tour. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Really good.
Yeah, I'm just going to dig the boot in further. How disappointed are you that Maddie hasn't shown up?
Look, words can't describe how disappointed I am.
Oh.
Obviously, the study, I'll back you guys up. You know, I thought Maddie was one of the, definitely the strongest voice there on the tours.
Yeah.
You know, just pumping it up, keen to do everything, super excited.
Yeah.
And then I've seen you guys come and kill it most days, and Maddie hasn't been in once.
Kyle, let him
rattle his excuses off to you and see how you like it. Like, we have to put up with it.
Yeah, let's go for it, Maddie. Defend yourself.
Run us through it, eh?
Okay, Kyle, this is how I've been feeling, right?
Okay.
So I got really sick last week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like vomiting, in pain. At one point, I had to crawl on all fours to the shower. I was so sick. Like, and then like either side of that, I've just, you know, the day before and the like day or two after, I've just felt really tired and crap. So I'm like, oh man, I don't know if I want to come to the gym and like push my body because I need like some rest and sleep. I've also recently like quit smoking. I'm trying to. So I'm like trying to just clear my lungs out before I come and do like a really hard workout. So in my mind, I'm thinking, well, let's do Monday.
Now, Kyle, I want to ask, are they valid excuses?
Look, I think everyone's entitled to get sick and that sort of thing. But I'm going to ask Meg and Prevo, do you think Maddie's been doing any stretching at home? Has he been doing, you know, the recovery foam rolling? I mean, he could have come in while you guys were working out and used the steam room sauna or put the recovery boots on to make himself feel a bit better, you know what I mean? We've got the facilities here and a bit of the access, you know. Do you reckon he would have been doing those ones?
I've got a feeling that he was not doing any of those things.
I don't think he's done any.
You must hear a lot of excuses in your job, Kyle.
Yeah, look, you're hearing from time to time, but Maddie's his all-time there with a few of those ones.
So can we, he says he's going to start next week. What would you like him to start on? Like, what would you like him to start doing?
I think if he's in a crook way and he couldn't even get, obviously just to get the body through the motion. I think Crevo came in the first day, but he was in the altitude room on the assault bike, which is probably pretty hard notch, but can jump in, get the legs sticking over on the spin bike, a few different things you can get happening through here. Even bio circuit, I know you guys have been loving that. It's a bit low impact in the body.
It's my favourite thing.
Don't have to do too much jumping or anything too extreme. You just jump on the machines, go through the setup phase, and that's low impact. So, Matt, if the body's a bit sore and you just want to get your feet back underneath, so to speak, you come through there and run with the guys. Meg first, Marcy second, Maddie third for the leader style around that room. And
away we go as a team. Now, one more thing that he did bring up that I just wanted to ask you if this is a valid excuse, because yesterday he was mentioning that he didn't have the correct shoes because he's only got Air Force Ones. Now, could you do any of these exercises in Air Force Ones? Would that be possible? They're just like a white sneaker.
No, definitely.
Of course he can. Yeah. That's not a valid
incorrect
excuse.
Shoes.
A flat sole on them. Sorry to cut you off, guys. A flat sole on them. And he can come through to any strength circuit, really. Probably just more the heat or the high intensity ones. You'd need something with a bit more of a bouncy sole. You know, your Nikes and the joggers and that sort of thing. But for the most part, no excuses, Matty.
Look, he's not rocking up to EMF Fitness in thongs. Like, it's they're fine. They're fine.
Kyle, look, I just need this week to... No, but honestly, Monday, I'm there.
Can you organise you two, like, a proper one-on-one personal training session to get
make
into
sure
the
he gets there?
Because you're, like, the premium personal trainer, Kyle.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure we can tee this up.
I think we can.
Okay, let's work it out.
I think if it comes Monday and it doesn't happen, I'm going to have to come to the studio and
we can arrange that.
Monday, I'll be there. Guys.
And if you don't go, it'll be in here Tuesday.
Like, really heavy kettlebells, and he has to do them in the studio if he doesn't rock up on Monday.
I'd love to see it. Yep.
All right, I'll be there.
On the socials.
Yeah, absolutely. Monday, I'm there.
Monday, you're there.
It's a promise on air.
PT Kyle, thank you.
Thank you. EMF Fitness Center, Katara.
Doing the big 100K draw on Saturday. So I'm coming to the gym on Saturday.
Technically, you are. Are you going to work out on Saturday then?
No. Okay. Well, we're working.
Oh, we're working.
I have to work out in.
What? I thought you said you had nothing to work out in. I'm like, no. We can go down to Kmart, get you some workout gear.
Hey, I'm down for Monday. I've just been feeling really crap, guys. Yeah. I don't know how to... What else am I meant to say?
Fair enough. We'll
get
see.
Get off your pedestal.
I was going to say, get off your...
you two together are actually so annoying. Together. When neighbours combine.
Yeah, this is what happens. Hey, birthday lotto up next. Ugh. Worth $750. Crevo, what month are we looking for?
I've just spun the wheel. It's come up December. Okay. So if that's your birth month, call up now.
Yeah, we'll do it next.
7:48.
New FM. The Novos. New FM.
Lewis Capaldi, before you go. A new FM. It's 5 to 8. Birthday lotto now.
Wow. Are you serious?
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish.
And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos Birthday Lotto.
December babies is what we are looking for to win $750. A lot of things you could do with that money. Maybe take your future partner out for dinner.
Yeah, that's
maybe
right.
Maybe your current partner out for dinner. Who knows?
That's right. You could meet your future life partner. And then bang, you take them out for dinner. Yep. Nice dinner for $750.
Exactly. Yeah. Ooh.
Maybe having the good one.
Throw dessert in too. Who knows?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the best bit, right?
Hey, let's go to...
Rod from Wall's End. He's putting the cash towards taking care of a new puppy. Oh, that's cute. How are you, Rod?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Fantastic. Good. What type of dog have you got?
We've got a standard poodle. Not your average standard poodle. She's 11 months old now, but she's only been with us for 3 weeks.
Okay.
And we actually imported...
Oh, no.
You dropped out. Did you say you imported her from overseas?
Yeah, she's come to us from Texas in the US.
Oh, wow.
Jeez, that's a long way for a dog to travel.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay. It is.
Oh, she deserves to be spoiled then.
Yes, yes. She's got her own website, so standardtoodlesaustralia.com.au.
Oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Well, let's see if we can win you some money here, because I know, like, domain hosting, it's not cheap.
No.
Well, look, it's more about at the moment. I need a bit extra cash for some training, because at the moment she's training me.
Right.
That's what puppies tend to do, though.
Exactly. Right, good luck, my man.
Some cash. Fingers crossed, Rod. Okay. Were you born on the 12th of December?
No.
Damn.
Sorry, buddy.
No.
Thanks anyway, guys.
No, thanks, Rod. Domain hosting money.
Yeah, exactly. No. Better luck next time.
Yeah, back before 9 o'clock. They're worth $750.
That's right.
Oh, that was the cheekiest plug I've made before we do.
It's pretty. It was.
Do you know what? You deserve the plug if you can get that in there.
Well, because normally we're pretty savvy to this stuff, but sometimes people just slippery slide in their way.
He
didn't want the money. He wanted the plug.
Like a snake up a drain pipe.
Yeah.
In it goes.
We let our guard down for 10 seconds.
He got us.
Let's go to the news at New FM. 7:58.
The Novos. 3 New FM.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
No. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
And in just a couple of minutes, we are playing Celeb or Pleb. This is, of course, where around the team, we get a mystery caller on the air. Well, Jackson organises it for us. We have no idea who we are. We just ask them a bunch of questions and then listen to what they sound like and try and figure out whether they're someone famous or just a regular person. Now, it's quite competitive amongst the team. Maddie and Meg, you're both on 7 points apiece. I'm trailing behind on 4. I've got ground to pick up, and today is the day I feel good. Yeah, that's right. This is where producer Jackson lines up an anonymous caller on the phone, and we have to figure out if they are a famous person or just a regular person, just by asking them some questions about their life, but nothing too deep. We just got to sort of catch their vibe and figure it out. It's a competition. Maddie and Meg on 7. I'm trailing behind on 4.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing quite well, thank you.
Excellent. All right, let's start off with the first question. What was the last takeaway meal you ordered?
Myself or my family?
For yourself.
For myself. Ooh. Mm. That would have been McDonald's.
Loves a bit of Mickey D's, okay.
Drive through or delivered to the house?
Drive through.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Mm. Next question, please.
Okay. Do you have a swimming pool at your house?
I do.
Okay. What kind, like, how big are we talking?
It is 10.2 metres.
Oh, we know the
size. Know the size. That's a recent purchase.
Built
in
spa?
No,
just the pool. Okay.
In life, right, if you own a boat or a pool, I feel like you made it to some degree. So, okay. Mm,
that's interesting. Could be above ground, though, you know. That's just that's a possibility. True. How many cities have you lived in over the years?
Two.
Interesting. Not too many. Not too much moving about.
Okay. When did you last buy a new car?
Last year.
Okay. Do you mind sharing what model? What kind of car?
It's a Ford Trend Escape.
Okay.
Oh, fancy. Okay. What TV streaming services do you have?
Oh, please ask me what I don't have. That'd be easier.
All right. What don't you have then?
What don't I have? I don't think there's any we don't have.
Wow. Got them all. All right.
Well, when you've got kids, though, you tend to need all of them to get all the kids' shows, so that's understandable.
That's true. All right. One more question. How many pets do you have, and what animals are they?
I have one dog, and daughter has two birds.
Oh, beautiful. Mm. What kind of birds?
Cockatiels.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I know. I'm going to lock in today. Pleb. I think this is a regular person.
I'm locking in Pleb as well.
I think Celeb.
Celeb? You're locking in Celeb?
Yep.
Okay, please reveal yourself. Are you a Celeb or a Pleb?
I'm a Pleb.
Oh,
damn.
What is your name, darling?
It's Nicole.
Nicole. Hey, Nicole, what do you do for a living?
I work for the government, actually.
Okay, all that government cash, getting the brain, car, life, and the pool.
Swimming pool. We know where we should get jobs.
So, obviously, you know producer Jackson. How do you know him?
I do, because I'm a regular caller, so we have a little thing going.
Oh, well, hey, welcome to the show, and thanks for coming on.
Oh, thanks, wow. Nicole.
Tricked by our own listeners. Classic gear.
I love it.
We can't seem to get away from each other on the points, though.
Maybe. Yeah, no. You too.
Yeah.
I'm no good at this. I think everyone's famous.
Yeah. Hey, what's the gossip up next? So Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, they've taken their relationship to a completely new level. Very interesting. And some of the guest list has been revealed for Brooklyn Beckham's wedding.
Wow.
Yes. A lot star-studded.
I heard it's mostly his parents' friends.
Pretty much. Pretty much the case.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
I'm going to say this is the biggest step forward in Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson's relationship so far because Kanye West said this was never going to happen. Kim has introduced Pete to her kids.
Now, this is big.
Big step. So they were rolling around in LA in Pete Davidson's, like, this little pink, like a buggy type car thing with one of Khloe Kardashian's kids, Penelope. Rolling around together, having a great old time.
Jeez.
He was there as well.
Do you reckon that's getting more serious?
I think so. See, I honestly thought at the start of that relationship it was going to be a giant publicity stunt.
That's what I thought as well.
It still could be.
I don't know. Introducing the kids, that's a big step.
Because are they in filming at the moment?
I think so, for that new reality TV show. So in these photos, it looks like it's only North and Chloe's kid Penelope who are in this car with Pete Davidson. But who knows who else he's been introduced to.
Jeez, yeah. So it could be, like, he could be hanging out with the whole family, family barbecues and all that.
But Kanye was adamant this would never happen. He was never to spend time with these kids.
He couldn't have been more wrong.
If they've been together for 6 months, it's bound to happen sooner or later. I think that's one of the biggest steps they can take. Introducing your new partner to the kids, big step.
Yeah, I know everybody made fun of them at the start.
Yeah.
I find Pete quite good.
Yeah.
Like good looking.
Yeah.
You're a fan.
He's not bad, quite funny.
Better than Kanye.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
I would take him over Kanye any day. What about you, Meg?
I would agree. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, Kanye, he just come out and shown his colours of being a jerk.
Mm.
Really. And Pete Davidson has kept relatively quiet on the situation, given how much hate he's copped. He's shown very,
good qualities.
Good qualities.
The man knows how to pull a woman.
He does.
That's for sure.
But a lot of people, it's funny, I don't think a lot of women looked at Pete Davidson twice, and then all of a sudden he's with Kim Kardashian. He's like, oh, well, he's actually a good sort. If Kim Kardashian wants him, maybe he's worth it.
Well, Ariana wanted him as well.
Ariana wanted him as well. Forgot about that.
Something about him, it's like magnetic to these women.
People like humor. I feel like if you're a funny guy, it actually is half the equation.
He plunges in there with a big old joke and they're just instantly hooked.
Yep. Yeah. Everyone loves a funny guy. When you're a funny guy and you're kind of cute, you're sold.
You do well.
You're set.
Yeah.
Yeah. On to something else, though. The wedding of Brooklyn Beckham.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Nicola Peltz is meant to happen this weekend on her parents' $131 million property.
Jeez, they're not short for cash,
no,
that family.
No, they're absolutely not. But some of the celebrity guest list has been revealed. And just a couple of no-names on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Eva Longoria.
Oh, yes.
Nicole Richie. Gigi Hadid.
They're all there.
Gordon Ramsay. So, and as you said earlier, Maddie, basically all of...
All the red carpet sniffers.
Well, I was going to say all of David Beckham and Posh Spice's mates.
Do you think there'll be a couple of Instagram shots on the day, probably?
Probably not. I reckon it'll be very hush-hush. Got to hand your phone over.
They sell all of their...
Oh, of course. I didn't even think of it.
So, Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, apparently on the guest list as well, because the Beckhams were invited to their wedding back in 2018.
You'd go, though, wouldn't you?
Well, probably not, actually.
No?
I'd feel so inferior.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, their left shoe was probably worth more than my entire outfit.
It's probably true. They really...
Their shoelaces.
Can you imagine, though, the net worth of everyone who's going to be at that wedding when you keep in mind that her parents are worth $2.1 billion?
Yeah.
And the Beckhams are worth $664 million.
Do you know what?
Then you've got your Gordon Ramsays and whatnot.
Money doesn't impress me.
I know, but
as I've gotten older, I've really, realised.
Yeah.
So many people, attach themselves to wealth.
To wealth, yeah.
And admire it and look at it as the be-all of end-all.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
No, it doesn't bring you anything.
There's a guy with a lot of money.
No, but I'm just intrigued on how much money's going to be in that room.
Billions, obviously.
Genuinely intrigued when you add all those people together.
Billions.
Yeah. Billions of dollars.
Extraordinary in its own way.
Yeah. Well, when you own a $144 million property in Florida.
Small change for them.
Small change when you're worth $2.1
million. This is crazy, right?
Register your details now at newfm.com.au for the chance to lead the mighty Newcastle Knights onto the field at McDonald Jones Stadium. Be our new FM Knights Kids.
Yeah, that's right. Very exciting, right, Meg?
Yeah, so I haven't been to a Knights game in a long time. I might have to go to this because seeing the Knights kid run out, I've never watched it. I think it would be so cute.
Oh, it's
running
amazing,
running the ball
game
out, getting to hang with all the Knights players. It's incredible.
Dream come true.
Yeah, you got to register at newfm.com.au. Let's meet Melissa this morning. Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Doing really well. And you've got a future Knights superstar living in your house, don't you?
Yes,
Cooper. Yes, Cooper. So tell me, how much is Cooper the biggest fan of the Knights?
He is a huge fan. We go watch him at training sometimes, and I can count on the one hand how many games he's missed.
Oh, wow.
This
Very
is
big
awesome.
Fan. Okay, so who's the favourite player? You have to let us know.
Edric Lee.
Beautiful.
Oh, how cute. Hey, amazing. This is going to be amazing. Tonight, the Knights are taking on the Seagulls at home. He's going to run the game ball out onto the stadium. This is a money can't buy experience. Does he know yet that he's been chosen?
Yes. We told him yesterday.
And what was Cooper's reaction?
He was so excited. He's seen all the other kids do it, and now it's his turn.
Happy days. Brilliant. Let's make this happen. Melissa, congratulations. It's going to be so good. Of course, the Knights are taking on the Manly Sea Eagles tonight at McDonald's Stadium.
Your favourite.
That's going to be great. Look out for little Cooper if you're going along to the game.
Yeah, cheer him on.
Round of applause.
And exactly. If you want your kids to be running out the game ball, newfm.com.au, you've got to register for the New FM Knights kids.
Hey, coming up next here on the show, I want to talk about this viral story that's come out overnight, and that is of this ex-Love Island contestant.
Yeah.
Her name is Margarita. Now, Margarita.
Good name.
We love a Margarita on this show.
If I had a child, a daughter, her name would be Margarita.
Yeah.
People on the internet have slammed Margarita overnight for turning up to her friend's wedding in what I can only describe as a tiny little piece of pink fabric covering her very large balloons.
Yes.
Ah.
Being accused of upstaging her friend's wedding. I'm going to show you the photo. Her friend looks very demure, very classy in her white Bondi style linen wedding dress.
Very boho style.
Very boho. But have a look at her friend Margarita.
My God. It's let's just it's it reminds me of that song Luft Balloons. What's that one again?
Nina.
It's got two Luft Balloons, not 99. Not 99. Surely a Luft.
What are your thoughts on this? Meg, you in particular, yeah. It's a thing for chicks. Guys are just like, well, look at that.
Look.
But
what do you think, Meg?
Different story.
On a personal level, I would never... If I had that kind of body, I still wouldn't wear something like that to someone's wedding. That's just personally me. There's a little bit too much skin showing. There's just... You don't want the ladies on that much of a display at a wedding. That's my personal opinion.
Do you think that, like, at weddings, there should be dress codes?
Dress codes to a degree.
Usually it says on the invite, like, some sort of dress code, and that is essentially a bikini.
With a dress
with
attached
a dress
to
attached
the
a little bit of a dress on it.
I've actually seen bikinis that cover more.
On the other hand, on the other hand, it's not illegal to wear that.
No.
She hasn't broken any laws.
No.
We're going to chat more about this next. I want to open up the lines, though. 131009. Have you been upstaged at a wedding by a friend of yours? Have you done the upstaging? Maybe you've been at a wedding and witnessed it.
Yeah.
This is, like, too much, I think.
We've got some tickets to Mega Creatures up for grabs as well, don't
do
we?
Oh, do we? What? A family pass to Mega Creatures at the Hunter Valley Gardens. Mega Creatures during the day and at night. The Mega Creatures Night Safari at Hunter Valley Gardens until May 1st. All we need is a little upstage wedding story, and these could be yours.
Absolutely. We're talking getting upstaged at the wedding today after our former Love Island star. My favourite Love Island star, Margarita! Oh! Upstage.
Is tequila there as well?
Her wedding. So Margarita's gone along to this beautiful wedding, boho wedding, right? Because
nice.
I love a boho wedding.
No, you've got a jute rug out, do you?
A couple of broken statues over there. Look at that.
Everything's got rope around it.
Yeah.
Margarita's gone.
Why are there so many candle holders?
To her friend, this is too Byron Bay. We need to bring some GC realness to this. She's rocked up to the wedding in what you described before and summed it up really well. A bikini. Like a really tiny little bikini that's really only covering the nipples of the big balloons attached to a dress.
I feel like she got this from City Beach.
That's
It looks like a City Beach kind of dress
she's
that you'd
wear like
at the beaches or something.
Yeah, stitched on a bit of dress at the back.
Yeah.
This will keep it legal.
So she's got the lovely, very dark fake tan with the hot pink bikini-esque dress.
Doesn't
I don't think her friend really cares.
No.
But the
this
internet
anyway.
Is grilling her for
this.
Yeah. I wanted to open up the lines and just get everybody else's thoughts on this.
Yeah.
Let's go first up to Lisa. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you, Lisa. Now, Margarita has... Look. there's a lot to...
A lot on show there.
A lot on show there. What are your thoughts on this? Like, are you married yourself?
You know what? Yeah, I am married, and I feel like we just need to do better. We need to stop judging each other.
So you reckon it's fine, wear whatever you want?
Absolutely. I had a girlfriend ask if she could wear white to my wedding, and I said, I don't care if you wear a wedding dress to my wedding.
That's nice. You're very open-minded.
But I want the person there. I don't care what they're wearing.
At the same time, I admit, if I was getting married and someone rocked up and looked like that, I'm never going to look that good. I'd be jealous, even on my own wedding day.
Nah,
I'm so insecure.
I could care less.
I agree with you, Lisa. I think, you know
Thanks.
What? Let people wear what they want. And do you know what, Eddie?
Just if you feel comfortable, rock it.
Come nude to my wedding. I don't care. I'm totally into that.
Maybe it's just because I'm very self-conscious in the way I look. If I had someone that gorgeous standing next to me at a wedding and people would be staring at her rather than me, I'd be, like, I'd be jealous. I think it's just my jealousy is a curse thing, to be completely honest.
Oh, well, look, that's dark.
It's not really dark, but that's what a lot of people are saying, though, because that photo of Margarita, she's stunning. Like, and you don't, she doesn't need any help to be stunning, and then she wears a dress like that. The attention is going to be on her on the wedding.
Hey, Lisa, you raise a great point. Let's go to
Emmy.
Emmy, next up. Good morning, Emmy.
Hi, Emmy.
No, I think Emmy's gone, maybe.
Emmy's gone.
New FM, what's your name? Hello.
Hello,
Maya. Hey, mate, how are you?
Good, thank you.
What are your thoughts on this? What's your name first?
I'm Brett.
Brett. Do you think that it's okay to upstage the bride at the wedding? What are your thoughts on the whole thing?
No, mate, I don't think it's a very good look, actually. Yeah, I think I might be old school, mate, but yeah, I think, you know, girls and that, you know, the way they dress these days, mate, it's just, to be honest, to be completely honest, I think it's disgraceful.
Oh, not necessarily disgraceful. Like, a girl can embrace her femininity. I just think at a wedding might be a little bit of a different story.
Yeah, maybe, but I think just in general, you know, it's just sets a bad look, you know, and then you've got young girls, you know, that are sort of, you know, trying to grow up and, you know, follow this trend of, you know, of what you see is what you do, isn't it?
Do you have daughters or...?
I've got three girls.
Yeah, right, so if they wore something like this to a wedding, you'd be telling them to cover up?
Oh, I tell my daughter now to cover up, when she's going out just local shopping and that.
Oh, well, look. See, I think we so easily slut-shame, and that's not what we're doing here this morning.
It's more about the wedding situation.
It's like upstaging the bride.
Yeah.
Like, the dress in its very nature is very striking.
Mm. Yeah. Purely, as I said, it's a pure jealousy thing on my part because she is absolutely stunning, and my wedding should be about me.
There you go.
Not about a girl who is naturally beautiful, has a beautiful figure.
One more. Emmy's on the phone. Hello, Emmy.
Sorry, guys, I dropped out. I was going through Windale, and the service is just not right.
What are you saying? Have you seen the photo of Margarita at the wedding? What do you think? Do you think that she's upstaged the bride? Has it happened to you?
Look, I think she's looking pretty good, but, like, I would be disappointed if someone showed up to that in my wedding because I just could not match that. But my uncle's actually upstaged me at my wedding.
What happened there?
The one you least suspect.
That song, The Eagle Rock, came on, and apparently it's a thing that you drop your pants.
The dropping of the pants.
Yeah, I believe you were there, Meg.
I was.
Witnessed that.
Yep. Eagle drop. Not great. Drop.
So you went to Emmy's
I was
wedding.
At Emmy's wedding.
Was
yeah.
it what wow. was what was on show then when the pants
I,
dropped?
Look, I it's was like it the sun. You can't look directly at it.
Was it like everything, Emmy?
It was just undies, Dax, but you know, showing a bit of flesh like Margarita over there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How old is he?
My uncle.
Yeah. Old.
Late 50s.
The look on Maddie's face.
There would have been some woman there that was into that, though. Is he married?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Eagle drop. Come on.
You've never witnessed the eagle drop, either of you.
Have you ever...
I've witnessed it.
Emmy, have you invited him to an event since?
Well, we haven't had one yet, to the caliber of a wedding. But a few of the groomsmen joined in as well, and I was like, oh, my God, I've been upstaged. What's
terrible.
All the focus is on that.
Thank you, Emmy.
Wow.
Jeez.
I don't know if this music is still fitting.
Margarita! Let's remember her name is Margarita.
Margarita!
Exactly. Hey, birthday lotto up next. $750. I don't know why I'm now joining the party vibes, but I like it. We're looking for people born in July, if that's your birth month, rather, 13-10-09.
$750.
You can have yourself
a
good fiesta with that.
I do. This is setting a vibe.
Nothing.
Rainy day outside. This is making me feel like I'm in Mexico. Having a couple of margaritas.
This is a 2 hour and 24 minute mix.
We could just turn it down when we're doing the songs.
105 minutes commercial freeze out the window. We're just going to play Mexican fiesta music.
Arriba, is it Mexican or Spanish?
Arriba.
I don't know either.
Probably not.
Probably neither.
Birthday lotto now.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish.
And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novo's Birthday Lotto.
Yeah, your chance at $750 would be so good heading up to the weekend. Let's try and give someone that money now. We're looking for July babies.
Yes, we're going to Tammy in Spears Point. Shouting the hubby to a date night with the cash might take the kids along. Tammy, it's not a date night if you bring the kids along. $750, that's like a good meal and a babysitter.
Oh, definitely.
There you go. Where would you go? Like Pippi's at the Point or something?
Oh, no. Perhaps to do the vineyards or something like that.
Oh, I like that. See, I love Pippi's. Pippi's is great.
Oh, Pippi's is great, but we'll step it up a bit for $750.
Get yourself a limo out to the vineyards.
Meg.
Yeah.
Easily pleased, Dom.
Yeah. Have you been to Pippi's?
Yeah, it's great, but I see what Tammy's saying.
Yeah, she's what go a bit luck.
Experience.
Exactly.
Well, let's get $750 into Tammy's bank account so we can go out to the vineyards.
Good luck.
All right, come fingers on, crossed Tammy. For the date night. Tammy, were you born on the 29th of July?
No, the 16th.
Oh, wow. All right, well, guess what? It is date night at Pippi's then.
Yeah. And with the kids along.
With the kids along. It's, kids' meals for free or something.
Thanks, Tammy.
Probably.
Thanks for listening. That is us done, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. Yep. Off to the gym, you two.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I'll see you there on Monday.
Yeah, you will.
You seem so keen. You actually genuinely do seem keen for Monday.
Monday? I'm all good for Monday.
Yeah. Great.
I'm okay. All good for Monday.
All right. We'll see you there.
Anyway, 105 minutes commercial freeze kicking off in minutes with Tyler. Hello, Tyler.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What are you up to?
Oh, not much. Flat out like a lizard drinking, working with you guys.
We keep you busy.
Yes, you do.
Oh, what's on the way? What's on
this
the way?
Guy.
So do I.
That dance was amazing. Do it again.
It was like chicken.
Yeah, it was like
the old chicken
chair.
Wings.
Fantastic.
Love that. MNEK.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my pump up juice when I have to get up and come to work super early for you guys.
Oh, we appreciate it.
It's not even early. It's like the day's half over.
Say, babe, I get here at 5 a.m. What time do you get here?
Yeah, I rolled in at 7.
That's right.
Oh, it's early. I'm not used to it. Yeah.
Essentially noon.
You'll get used to it.
Also, gay anthem on the way after 9 too.
Yes.
This just reminds me of Mardi Gras.
I don't know how many times at like 3 o'clock in the morning I've been at a bar and this has come on.
Is this like the closing time song at like
on Oxford Street?
On Oxford?
This song is the gay version of semi-sonic closing time.
Yes.
Instead of that coming on. Like,
or Oasis Wonderwall.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So love good. That. I still feel like I've glitter stuck to my body in every orifice.
I still do. Yeah. I still do.
You did the other week, like last week. I saw a bit of glitter on your cheek.
Just popped out. It's coming out of your pores.
Yeah.
How did you? What were you
when
looking
we were
like?
At? We were at Speakle Tent.
But I had my pants off.
Jeez, I didn't know it was that kind of show.
Yeah, well, it was.
I wouldn't put it past him, Maddie.
Yeah.
Kidding.
Yeah, no, look.
Of course.
Probably accurate. Thank you. That's us done, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
See you then. Bye.